ancient ascetic practice for the monks living and training there. Each space is cleaned, tidied, and polished beautifully. While training at a temple in Kyoto, even the slightest error I made in folding or stacking clothes resulted in being given a pep talk by one of my seniors. If you ever have the chance, observe how monks clean their temple grounds. Dressed in samurai robes, the traditional workwear of Buddhist monks, they'll be silently engaged in their designated chores and appear cheerful and well. Cleaning isn't considered burdensome, or something you don't really want to do and wish to get over with as soon as possible. They say that one of Buddha's disciples achieved enlightenment doing nothing but sweeping while chanting, "Clean off dust, remove grime." Cleaning is carried out not because there is dirt, but because it's an ascetic practice to cultivate the mind. Rubbish. What is rubbish exactly? Things that are dirty, worn out, unusable, no longer useful, no longer needed, and so on. And yet nothing starts out as rubbish. Things become rubbish when they are treated as rubbish. In Buddhism, it is believed that nothing has a physical form, tai. That is, there is no substance in anything in and of itself. Motainai, the Japanese term for wasteful, originates from this word. But if something has no substance, how does it exist? Things exist because all things relate with each other to support each other's existence. Humans are the same. The people and things in your life are what makes you who you are. This is why it's not for you to judge whether something is useful or to designate things you can't use as rubbish. They say that the eminent monk Renyo picked up a scrap of paper lying in the hallway one day and said, "Even this scrap of paper is given to us by the Buddha and must not be wasted." The Japanese idea of not being wasteful is not just about avoiding waste. It also embodies a spirit of gratitude towards objects. People who don't respect objects don't respect people. For them, anything no longer needed is just rubbish. A child who grows up watching their parents act this way comes to perceive not just things, but friends in the same way as well. Within any object can be found the tremendous time and effort put into it, the heart of the person who made it. It's important to remember to feel grateful for this when cleaning or tidying, and not handle things carelessly. Yet we cannot store everything in a cupboard because we do not want to be wasteful. Some things, despite being a little old, still have some life left in them. Elsewhere, they would have a place to shine, but instead, they are often shut away and forgotten, ending their lives without seeing the light of day. This is rather sad. Be grateful for the things that have served you and give them to people who could use them, where they can have a purpose and shine again. Appreciate the things you have right in front of you. When to clean and tidy. Do you think that it doesn't matter when you clean and that you should just do it when you find the time? I've mentioned that cleaning is a way to eliminate gloom in the mind, but even if you work really hard at sweeping and mopping, it won't really make you feel refreshed if you do it at night. In Buddhist temples, there is no such thing as starting to clean after the sun has gone down. Cleaning should be done in the morning. Do it as your very first activity of the day. The daily routine of an Unsui monk, a Zen apprentice, starts with waking up early, washing their face and dressing, in readiness to begin cleaning and conducting services for that day. Exposing your body to the cold in the pre-dawn air naturally makes you feel charged, filling you with energy for the tasks ahead. And cleaning quietly while the silence envelops you, before other people and plants awaken, refreshes and clears your mind. By the time everyone else is emerging, you've finished your cleaning and are all set for the day's work. Cleaning in the morning creates a breathing space for your mind so you can have a pleasant day. At the end of the day, make sure you tidy your surroundings before going to bed. If, like an Unsui monk, all you have to do during the day is cleaning and tidying, there'll be no need to tidy up at night. As soon as you finish using something, put it away.